Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our special Elul Shir at the Young Israel of Woodmere. It's Elul, turn off the snooze button. Before we begin our Elul learning, I know that as Jews, we observe the Jewish calendar, not the secular calendar, but for those of us who vividly remember the day 15 years ago, I think that we cannot forget the significance of the date today, which is, of course, 9-11. I don't know. I'm going to say a kapitel of Tehillim. Shir ha-malas v'shuv Adonai eshi v'atzien ha-inu kachomim az imale yischok pinu u'shalneinu rina az yamru v'agayim higdil Adonai lasos imeila higdil Adonai lasos imanu ha-inu semechim shuv Adonai eshi v'isenu ka'afikim b'negev hazorim b'dima b'rini yaktaru haloch yelech u'vacha nosei masha chazara v'yava v'rina nosei alumasav. We should merit to see the immediate and ultimate geula should be speedily in our days. And the kedoshim, Jews and non-Jews amongst them, totally innocent who lost their lives on that day, should store them the kisei hakavod for the ultimate Yeshua. So let us learn. It's Elul, turn off the snooze button. And I had trouble coming up with a title for this year. I actually discussed it with a couple of my children. So one of my 10-year-olds said, you know, Pasha, what did he say to me? Judgment Day. He said, what's the shir about? So I said, Elul. I said, call Judgment Day. You know, I like to come up with a catchy title. So I said, I don't know. So he said, okay, the scales are tilting. So I said, I don't know. But the truth is, what's wrong with Judgment Day and the scales are tilting? The other one told me I should go and dress like a pauper with a staff in my hand and say, repent, the end is near. So why couldn't I think of a title? It's really just thoughts on Elul. It's thoughts on Teshuvah. It's thoughts on repentance. It's time to wake up. It's time for us to wake up and turn off the snooze button. Tekiya, Teruah, Shvarim. Wake up, you who sleep. Wake up, you that slumbers. Arise from your complacency, from your exhaustion, from your lackadaisical manner of Avodas Hashem. Tekiya, Teruah, Shavarim blasts the shofar, calling all those to hear. It's time to wake up. The time is now. Rav Mordechai Gifter, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Rosh Hashiva of Tells, despised laziness. Is there something wrong with my throat? It's okay. Okay. Rav Mordechai Gifter, the Rosh Hashiva of Tells, despised laziness. One time his grandson, who was staying with the Rosh Hashiva and his Rebbetzin, in order to serve him, slept in one morning. So he told the Rebbetzin, his grandmother, Bubby, I need an alarm clock. Make sure to get one with a snooze button. Rav Mordechai Gifter turned around. He was stunned. A snooze button? It was everything he was opposed to. He let his grandson know in no uncertain terms exactly what he thought of snooze alarms. Not only that, but the very next Musar Shmuz in Yeshiva was dedicated to snooze buttons, that they are contrary to the concept of Zrizus, alacrity in our Avodas Hashem. If one is accustomed to pushing off his waking up with the snooze button, he would say, this is a sign of laziness. Our Mordechai Gifter once commented, an alarm clock was meant to wake us up. We are using it to put ourselves to sleep. The shofar is meant to wake us up. Have we become so used to tekiya shofar and the sound of the kolos that even while we hear, we journey through this time period, through our Avodas Hashem, asleep? Once upon a time, long, long ago, the Almighty gave prophecy to a man named Yonah. And he said, go to Nineveh, the people are sinners, and it's time to do teshuvah. So instead of getting up and going to Nineveh, Yonah bought a ticket and he's sailing on a cruise liner to Tarshish. And he's aboard the ship, and there's a big storm. And what does everyone start to do? They're all afraid. Vayu hamalachim. And the sailors are afraid. Vayizaku ish el Elohav. Each man calls out to his God. Vayatila sakelim asher ba'aniyah. They take the chest and the packages and the goods and the trade items and they throw them overboard. Alayam to the sea. Lahakal me alayam. It should be lighter. They're going to drown. Panic. Vayona, you're right. Al yarkasei asfina. Yona goes to the bowels of the ship. Vayishkav, he takes a nap. Mama, she lays down. Not only is it a light nap, like a power nap. Vayiradim, He falls into a deep sleep. The ship is tossing and turning and storming the waves. It's a terrifying time. Everyone's praying to their Avodah Zarah, and Yonah goes down and he goes to sleep. And the Pasuk says, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Vav, Vayikrav Elav Rav HaChovel. And the ship captain calls to him. He comes close to him, Vayomer Lo. And he says to him, what does he say to him? Malachan Yerdom. Why do you slumber? Kurum, kum. I'm trying to say two words together. Kum, get up. Kira el Elohecha. Get up, call to your God. Why are you asleep? Ulayis ashes Elohim lanu. Maybe God will pay attention to us. But let no wait, we should not perish. Salvechuk says, kum, kra el Elohecha. This is the call of the shofar. This is the call of the storm that surrounds us. The waves are pounding. Are we asleep? And our Avodas Hashem, don't raise your hand. Everyone has to do their own cheshbon hanefesh. Are we asleep as the emergency of Yom Hadin is upon us? Are we asleep even as we are awake? Malachan Yerdom, get up, call to your God, maybe he will pay attention to us. But in order for him to pay attention to us, the ship captain said, you got to daven to him, you have to call out to him. That's Judgment Day. That's the scales are tilting. So I have the Shulchan Aruch Aruch HaChaim, which I don't learn. But I have to share with you. First Siman, first Halacha. First Halacha on the Shulchan Aruch Aruch HaChaim, how should a person live? Yisgaber ka'ari la'amod baboker. You should rouse yourself like a lion to get up in the morning, la'avodas bora. For the work of his creator, Sheyehehu Me'ora HaShachar. You should wake up the dawn, not the other way around. Did you hear the words? Yisgaber ka'ari. You should wake up, rouse yourself like a lion, la'amod baboker, in order to wake up in the morning, so that you, to serve God, la'avodas bara, to service of your creator, so that you should wake up the morning. Mishnah Brura. The only passage on the Mishnah Brura that I know. La'avodas bara. Why should you rouse yourself like a lion? Turn off the snooze button. A snooze button, said Rosh Hashiva? It's the antithesis of everything we stand for. The alarm clock is meant to wake you up. The shofar is meant to blast you out of your exhaustion. Ki lekach nivra ha'adam, says the Chafetz Chaim, for this man was created. Kemosha amar ha'kasuv, like we are taught, kala nikra b'shmi l'kvodi b'rasiv, everything that is called by my name, I created for my kavod. Listen to what the Chafetz Chaim writes. He knows each and every one of us. Apparently, the same Yetzer Hara that we have today is the Yetzer Hara they had then. Va'af im yashienu yitzro b'chorev. And what if your Yetzer Hara comes to you in the winter and he persuades you, Lomar, saying, Eich ta'amo b'boker ki hakar gadol. How could you get up? It's so cold outside. Think of the coldest of the cold in January. How could you get up? Oh, yashienu b'kayetz. Or he persuades you in the summer, Lomar, to say, Eich ta'amod, how are you going to get out mimitascha from your bed? Ba'adayin lo savata mishnasacha. It's summer. You didn't sleep enough. In the winter, the Yetzer Hara says, it's too cold. Stay in bed. In the summer, the Yetzer Hara says, it's the lazy days of summer. Stay in bed. Yisgaber alav. You should conquer him. V'al yishmalo, don't listen to him. V'yachshov benafsho, and you should tell yourself in your soul, ilu haya nitzach la'amod l'sharis lefnei melech basar v'dam. If you had an appointment with a human king, if you have to be at the hospital at 5:30 in the morning because someone in your family is having surgery, if you have an important job interview, kama haya zahir v'zaris la'amod bashkama l'hachin atzmo l'avadaso, how you would be... With alacrity, you would be on guard to get up early to prepare yourself for your work. You're going to sleep in if the hospital says the surgery is 7:30, be there 5:30. If you've ever been in that situation, let me tell you, you don't sleep in. Not only do you not sleep in, you barely sleep the night before. Kol shekein, v'kal v'chomer ben beno shel kal v'chomer. How much more so? How much more so? The son of how much more so? Lifnei melech malchem lachem akash baruch hu. Before the king of all kings, the Almighty, the Holy One, best be He. Yisgaber ka'ari la'amo b'voker la'avo l'sparo she'hu me'ora shacha. You should wake up with alacrity, rouse yourself like a lion to get out of bed in the morning. So I do, when I push the snooze button, sometimes this is running through my head. The Medrash tells us that Noach was one time attacked by the lion. Rashi quotes it to Bereishis Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Bereishis chapter 7, verse 23. Rashi says, V'yesh omrim she'ich eicher mizonos la'ari. He was late to give food to the Ari. I shouldn't have closed the Mishnah Berurah. I have it in my notes. He was late to give food to the lion. V'hikisho, and the lion struck him. Okay, the kids learn this from the time they go to kindergarten. It's very seemingly strange or funny story. You have to know that one time out of the whole year, Noach was late to give food to the lion, and the lion struck him, and therefore he's coughing up blood, says Rashi. What kind of story is this? Why the lion and not any other animal? And why does it tell me that Noach was late? You with me? So now perhaps we can understand. Perhaps the answer lies in the first halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, and the commentary of the Mishnah Berurah. What was the Lashon Yisgaber? Ke'ari la'ama baboker. You have to be like a lion. You have to rouse yourself. When the lion's hungry and he sees, if you've ever seen an animal documentary, and I'm on the treadmill, so I try and watch either cooking or animal documentaries. And if you've ever seen an animal documentary, when it's time for the lion to hunt, he does not rest. It's time to prowl, it's time to hunt, it's time to pounce. He attacks his objective with a tremendous strength. Noach was late. This isn't a shir on Noach, but inherent in his name is a rest. He was a placid, passive person, personality. He only did what God told him to do. Noach was late. Who attacked him? The lion. What's the message? Why Dafka the lion? What's the message? Get up, says the lion. You're supposed to be like me in your Vodas Hashem. You were late. It's time for an attack, i.e. it's time for a lesson. There is no room to be late. There is no room to sleep in. There's no room for snooze. If you have a job, you have to get up and do it. Noach, the man at rest, Noach, rest, was late to feed the animals, and it was Dafka the lion that attacked him. One must rouse himself. Yisgaber la'ar ka'ari la'amu baboker. Rouse yourself like a lion with alacrity to serve his creator. It's Elul. Turn off the snooze button, indeed. Interestingly, the pasuk says in Amos, Paragimel Pasuches, Amos 3:8, Aryeh sha'ag, the lion roars, mi lo yira, who will not be afraid? When a lion roars, who will not be afraid? Commentators note that the word Aryeh, Aryeh Sha'ag, the lion is roaring at us, is an acronym, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah. Aryeh, Aleph, Resh, Yod, Hey, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Hoshana Rabbah. The days are days, of course, of reflection and repentance, days to wake up, days to rouse ourselves, and we're supposed to hear the lion roar during these days. In this case, we're talking about the lion, Melech, Melech, Rachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll call Nidre Drasha. One year of Shlomo Teitelbaum, Rav in Kew Garden Hills, New York, recalled he once visited the Bronx Zoo. And the lion roared, and he wasn't afraid. Why wasn't he afraid? Because the lion was behind the cage, and he knew that the lion could not hurt him. It had no bearing on him. It was a loud noise, but it didn't affect him. So too he deduced from here. If the days of Elo and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Hoshana Rabbah roar at us, if they come upon us, and we're not afraid, and we're not moved, and we don't take at least one inyan, one nekuta, one point that you want to change in your avodas Hashem, and we don't understand the seriousness of the moment. There are 3 weeks left to the close of this year. It is time for us to wake up and shut the snooze. Vayashkem Avram Baboker. Komasha Ira La'avo Simon Abanim. Whatever happened to our forefathers is a foreshadowing for us. Rashi famously declares, Nizdareiz L'mitzvah. He had Zrizas for the mitzvah. One year, Rav Levi Yitzchak Aberdichev announced he was looking for someone to blow the shofar. He would interview candidates. He wants to make sure that the person, the Baal Tokeya, knew the proper Kabbalistic intentions while he was blowing the shofar. After interviewing some candidates who were well-versed in Kabbalah, he interviewed a simple man. So Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchov was surprised. Simple man, simple Jew. So he said to him, do you know the kavanos you're supposed to have during Tkiyas Shofar? So the man said, no, I really don't know the kavanos during Tkiyas Shofar. The only thing I know, I have daughters to marry off. I don't have money for a dowry. I don't know how to make them a shidduch without the money that I need. So when I'm blowing shofar, I think to myself, Ribono Sho'olam, please send me the Yeshua I need. Rav Levi Yitzchak said, this is the most heartfelt, the most sincere tefillah. This is the most heartfelt kavana coming from the depths of your heart. One person talking to Hashem, you will blow shofar for me. V'nisana tokef kedushas hayam, let us now relate the power of the day's holiness. Kihu nora, it is awesome. V'ayam, it is frightening. V'osinase machusecha, on it. Hashem's kingship will be raised. V'yikon b'chasad kisacha, his throne is established in chasad. V'sei shevela be'emes, he sits upon it in truth. Now my definition of truth. Try and get myself out of things. Explain how I did it. Why it happened. Absolute. Objective. MS. Ki atahu dayan. He's the judge who mochiach. He'll prove. V'yodeh. He knows. V'aid. He's the witness. V'kosev. He writes. V'chosem. He's going to stamp. V'sofer. Mona. He counts. He calculates. V'sizkar kol nishkachos. Yom Hazikaron, Yom Teruah, Yom Hadin, Rosh Hashanah. V'sizkar kol hanishkachos. He remembers the things I would like to forget. And he opens the book of remembrances, Ume'elav Yikara. It's going to read itself. V'chosam yad kol adam bo. Everyone signs on the dotted line. You can't say, I didn't do it. Your signature is there. V'shofar gadol yitaka. The great shofar blast will be blown. V'kol demama daka yishma. A soft, still voice, sound will be heard. Bless you. V'yikon b'chesed kisecha. Your throne will be established in kindness. Rav Shimshon Pinkas Zatzal writes, this is the joy of the days of the Yom Naram. Yom Naram, especially Rosh Hashanah, has different emotions and different feelings. On the one hand, different theme, different power. On the one hand, it's a Yom Tov. You walk in the street and you wish everyone a good year, Shana Tova, but it's a day, it's a Yom Tov. And on the other hand, it's a fearful day, it's a Yom Hadin. There's a manifestation of Rachamim, and there's a manifestation of Din. Rav Pinkas says there's joy in the days of the Yomim Noraim. Hashem pours out Chesed. There's a Shefa Bracha on this day. V'yikon b'chesed kisacha. On Rosh Hashanah, says Rav Pinkas, a new world is created. When we say in the Tfilos Hayom Haras Olam, today the world is created, the world has no continuation when last year ends. It's unbelievable. That means when 577 begins, we should get there in health. It's a brand new year. You know what that means? It's not a continuation. Hayom Haras Olam means it's brand new. Today, the world is actually created anew. Hashem literally pours out chesed to the entire world on this day. From the greatest creatures to the teeniest, everything is renewed. And he says, this is why if somebody has not seen their friend after 12 months, they make the bracha of Mechaya Emesim. He who revives the dead, he who brings the dead back to life, because you're a new person in 5777. You're not a continuation of the person that was yesterday. When Rosh Hashanah begins this year, it's coming up on Av Tishrei on Sunday evening. And 577 starts. You're not a continuation. I'm not Michal Horowitz who I was yesterday. You're a brand new person. Hayam Haras Olam. And therefore, when you see someone you haven't seen in a year, it's V'chayim Esim, because they're a new creation. Someone, says Rav Pinkas, who does not pray at a time of Chesed and Rachamim like this is simply foolish. It also means that we're granted a clean slate. That if we really do sincere teshuvah, if we really sincerely return to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the Almighty, then you're a new person. Then your old sins, your old self, the person you don't like so much, is wiped away. It was one year of Yom Kippur, 1905. A young Jewish man from Brisk, who belonged to the Bund, member of the Bund, which is a Jewish socialist party, he attacked a Russian general in Warsaw. He threw a bomb. Rav Soloveitchik tells the story over. The young man was apprehended. He was brought to trial, and it was decided that he was going to be shot, firing squad, death by firing squad within 24 hours. News of the verdict reached of Chaim Brisker during the Kol Nidre prayer of Soloveitchik's grandfather. During Kol Nidre, he heard that there's someone on trial, a Jew, member of the Bund, who's going to be shot tomorrow. He immediately stopped the davening. He demanded that the people go home. They returned with money for the young man's ransom. Reb Chaim sent his shamas to every shul in Brisk to interrupt the davening to go collect the money. The dayan, Reb Simcha Selig, stood beside Reb Chaim. He supported him in his actions. They went together. 3,000 rubles were collected Yom Kippur night. That evening, Reb Chaim and Reb Simcha Selig went to the home of the police commissioner of Brisk. At first, he refused. He said he's not accepting the money. After some persuasion and bribery, he agreed. The next day on Yom Kippur, the rabbis, Reb Chaim Brisker and Reb Simcha Selig, accompanied the police commissioner on the train to Warsaw. This was their Yom Kippur in 1905. On Yom Kippur morning, the police commissioner testified the young man had been with him at the time of the attempted assassination. There was now an alibi, and the young man from Brisk was released and saved. That was his Yom Kippur. That was Reb Chaim Brisker's Yom Kippur that year. V'chol ba'ai olam ya'avun l'fanecha k'vnei maron. Every single one of the world inhabitants passes before God like the flock of a sheep. Every one of us. Kavakaras roa edro mavir tsono tachashivto. Like the shepherd who passes the sheep under his staff. Kain savir. We will pass before Hashem. Visispar, he'll count. Visimne, he'll take an accounting. Visifkod nefesh kochai. He takes an accounting of, a writing of, an adjustment of the life of every person. Tichtov ex gzardinem. And he will write the gezeira for every person. When we come up to Elul, we marvel at the passage of time. For me, one of the wake-ups of Elul is that it's Elul. And how did I get here? I was preparing this shiur the week when my kids were finishing camp. And when my kids finish camp and we go into Elul, it is such an acute reminder of the passage of time. We wait for something, we wait for something. Seen through a child's eyes, they wait for summer, for 10 months. And summer comes, and you turn around, and it's over. I wrote in my notes, for 9 months, the mother waits for the child's arrival. A heartbeat, the kick, the hiccup. 9 months, and now the child is rolling over and crawling. For 8 grades, all of us as a child, we waited for summer vacation each and every school year. It was a long time since I was in school. But on the other hand, it wasn't so long at all. We wait through homework, through cold, through snowy nights, through tests and quizzes. We waited through Hanukkah and Pesach. We waited for summer. Put yourself in the place of the child. Once upon a time, it was all of us. And how can it be that the leaves are beginning to turn colors? And how can it be that the leaves are crunching under my feet? And how can it be it's September and July and August have already passed? And how is it that the child I was became a teenager? The teenager became a college student. The college student became an adult. How is it that the days seem to pass so slow, but the years seem to pass so fast? Od kol yemei ha'aretz, all the remainder of the days of the earth, zera v'katzir, seed time and harvest, kar v'chorem, cold and heat, kayetz v'choref, summer and winter, yom v'layla, day and night, lo yishbosu, time will not cease. We sometimes want it to slow down. Well, let me rephrase that. We often want it to slow down. Lo yishbosu. The seasons are not going to stop. Time will not wait for you. So you better catch up. Because that clock is ticking. From cold to heat, winter to summer, day to night, time will not cease. Nisan into Iyar. We prepared for Pesach, and then it's Iyar. Isan Iyar into Sivan, we prepare for Shavuos, and then it's over. Tam is into Av, Av into Elul. How is it possible we marvel in Elo, that Adar and Purim have passed, Yom Tov and the Nisan of Geula, I said that wrong, Nisan and the Yom Tov of Geula are behind us. Zaman Matan Tarasenu, and our months of mourning are over. Ad Kol Yemei Ha'aretz. For the remainder of the destiny of mankind, time marches on, and here we are just now once again, it's Elo. Everything has a time. And the time of everything is determined on the Yom Hadin. By our actions, by Hashem's accounting, Eis Laledes ve'Eis Lamus, there's a time to be born, there's a time to die, Eis Latas ve'Eis Lachkarnatur, there's a time to plant, a time to uproot, Eis Laharog. Today I mentioned as I started this year that it is 9/11. There's a time for death, to be killed, Eis Lirpo, a time to heal. Eis Lirpo, who's sitting here as we go to Yom Hadin, Judgment Day, Hayom Haras Olam, does not have a list, Eis Lirpo, the time to heal, that is too long, too long. Eis Lifrotz, Eis Livnotz, a time to breach, time to build. Eis Livkos, time to cry. Eis Lishchok, was a time to laugh. Started with a kapitel of Tehillim. Az Yamali Sechok Pino Ushalneinu Rina. The time, the ultimate laughter, will only be with the ultimate Yeshua. Eis Spor Ve'Eis Rekod. There's a time to give a hesped. There's a time to dance. Eis Lahov Ve'Eis Lesnow. A time to love. A time to eat. Eis Mechama. The world certainly is in this Eis Mechama Ve'Eis Shalom. There's a time of peace, which we long for, which we yearn for, which we daven for. And Elo is ani l'dodi v'dodi li. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. If everything has a time, how is it possible in Elo once again that we are here? And Elo is the time to be ma'or ourselves, to choose one nakuda. Everyone knows for themselves what it is. What's big for one person is small for another person. What's small for one is big for another. Everybody has to take one Kabbalah at least. Why do I say one? What are you talking about one? I need to change my life. It's true. But you change in slow increments. If I think I'm going to recreate everything, I'm going to fail. I'm going to set myself up for failure. Start small and big. Hillel used to say, "Im eina ni li mili." If I am not for myself, then who is for me? Who's going to do the tshuva for me? Who's going to repent? Who's going to change? Who's going to shut the snooze bus? And the guy next door doesn't care if I'm sleeping in. K'shani la'atzmi ma'ani. Oh, I thought of something nice. Im eina ni li mili. If I am not for myself, then who will be for me? One second. You could say, perhaps, that relates to the realm of, I just thought of something. Bein Adam la'atzmo. Im eina nili mili. That's the realm of when it comes to tshuva, to repentance, to return, to remaking ourselves, we have to change in three realms. So if I am not for myself, then who will be for me? That's the realm of? Bein Adam la'atzmo. That's between me and myself. I have to change myself. V'kshani la'atzmi ma'ani. But if I don't branch out and reach towards other Jews, then what am I? That's the realm of? Bein Adam l'chaveiro. Teshuva includes, of course, others. Being kind, being compassionate, being understanding. My brother just showed me a Gemara yesterday. We were there for Shabbos. I think it was Bava Metzia 93b, but I could be wrong, because I said, oh, I want to remember that Gemara, and I forgot to text him after Shabbos. But the Lashon of the Gemara is that one who judges his friend, he is judged first in Shemayim. Do you know the Lashon of the Gemara? I could, like, text him now, but I'm not going to. But the Lashon of the Gemara is one who judges his friend, he is judged first. So here we are, so busy sometimes, worrying about other people's avodas Hashem. But that's not our tafkid. Our tafkid is inwards. Im ein ani li mili. That's my avodas Hashem. K'shani la'atzmi ma'ani. If I don't include others, I'm deficient in bein adam l'chaveiro. V'im lo achshav ein masai. That's me and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem says, if not now, then when? L'cha amar libi bakshu panayas panacha Hashem avakesh. On your behalf, my heart says, seek my presence. Hashem, your presence I shall seek. On Yom Kippur Eve, Arav Yom Kippur, the worshippers had gathered for Kol Nidrei. Rav Levi Yitzchak Aberditchev was in deep meditation. He noticed, he was concerned. I was wrong. Beryl was not in shul. Where is Beryl the tailor? When it became apparent that Beryl was absent, Rav Levi Yitzchak sent someone to call Beryl. So Beryl comes to shul. So Beryl says, Rav Levi Yitzchak, why aren't you in shul for Kol Nidrei, the holiest night of the year? Beryl said, I'm done with God. I have no dialogue with Hashem anymore. I don't agree with his sense of justice. So Levi Yitzchak said, what happened? The Poritz, the wealthy non-Jewish landowner, says Beryl, commissioned me to make him a pelt, a fur-lined coat. He gave me adequate fur to make a pelt. I am a very good tailor. I made him the pelt, and I was able to save for myself 3 skins. I wrapped them up, I saved them, and I stuffed them to rest under a tree. Suddenly, bless you, I saw a horseman coming towards me. It was one of the Poritz's servants. I realized, they must know that I took 3 skins for myself. I am doomed. The horseman came over to me and he said, the Poritz wants you back immediately. I mounted the horse. I left my tools. I left the extra skins hidden under the tree. I went back to the Poritz. Beryl, he said, you did not finish the job. There's no band on the coat with which to hang it up. I was so relieved. I completed the job. I went on my way. I went back to the tree. When I got back to the tree, nothing was there. The skins were gone. My tools were gone. Those skins belonged to me. By my skill, I saved them. I have a family to feed. I have children to clothe. God was not fair. I'm done. I didn't wash for the meal since then. I don't say brachos anymore. I didn't daven a Rosh Hashanah. I didn't hear shofar. I'm not coming to Kol Nidrei. You tell me, Rebbe, was God just? Rav Levi Yitzchak smiled and he says, Beryl, it's Yom Kippur. We have to forgive all grudges. Certainly, you can forgive your grudge against God. Beryl thought for a while, and then he said, all right, I'll make a deal. I'll forgive him on the condition that he forgives the sins of all the Jews in the world. Rav Levi Yitzchak, the great advocate, of course, on behalf of the Jewish people, Ribono Shel Olam, he said, your servant, Levi Yitzchak, the son of Sarah Sasha, the Rav of Berditchev, rules in favor of Beryl. He forgives you. You, in turn, must forgive us. And with that, he began the Yom Kippur service. After the sin of that, you found it? Did you find it? Oh, okay. After the sin of the Egel Hazav and the breaking of the first Luchos, Moshe ascended the mountain to daven for the Bnei Yisrael. Hashem accepted his tefillos, and Hashem told him, Perek Lamed Dal and Shmos Pasuk Alf, Psal Lecha, Shnei Luchos, Avanim Karishonim. This time, who's carving the Luchos? Who carved them the first time? Hashem. Luchos, Michtav Elokim Hema. We just read yesterday in Perek Avos, Perek Vav. Alta Kricherus, Alacherus. Charus, Alacherus. The first time, God carved and engraved and gave them to Moshe. The second time, Psal Lecha. Who's responsible for this the second time around? You, Moshe. It's your work. Lecha. Carve. Etch. Work. Make yourself into a bastion of Torah on these words. Psal Lecha. Shnei Luchos Avanim Karishonim. Carve for yourself. Rav Yehuda Amital Zatzah, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Har Etzion said, quote, we need to remember the true experience of Elul doesn't just happen. It results from an effort of hard work. It's not easy. Even one thing to change is not easy. It results, says Rav Amital, from an effort of hard work. Certainly the atmosphere of the Bay Midrash adds something. Quote, but anyone who builds his life on atmosphere is wasting his time. A person has to apply himself to overcome shifts of mood and interest. We must rouse ourselves to engage in our avodas Hashem, whether we feel like it or not. What words do those echo? Rouse yourself in your avodat Hashem, said Rav Amital, whether you feel like it or not. Yisgaber ka'ari la'amo baboker. Avodas baro. You wake up the morning. A person has to apply himself. One has to get to the Beit Midrash on time and open the Gemara, no matter his mood. On time. Remember we said the clock does not stop? winter, spring, heat, cold, summer, fall. Time does not cease, Hashem said to Noah. After Hashem said to us, the Torah records, after the deluge. You have to get to the Beit Midrash on time. You have to open the Gemara no matter the mood. The effort of Avodat Hashem, he said, is constant and unrelenting. Of Yosef Tendler Zatzal of Baltimore, the Mashgiach, one time he found a Bachar in his dorm room, not in the Beis Medrash. So he said to him, why are you in the dorm, not the Beis Medrash? So the Bachar said he wasn't feeling well, he has asthma. So he said to him, you cannot feel well here and you cannot feel well in the Beis Medrash. Get up and learn from excuses, one does not become a Gadol Dor. So I'll tell you that I have shared that sometimes with one child who is particularly sensitive in his avodas Hashem. Sometimes he says, doesn't feel right, so we could still do the homework. So after, I think, the third time I told him that story, he told me, Mommy, you told me that story already. So Rav Amital said, you have to make proper use of your time. Proper use of your time. Ki lekach nivra ha'adam, v'afim yashienu yitzu b'chol rif lomar, eich tamo b'boker ki akar gadol. It's so cold in the winter. How could you get up? It's so relaxing in the summer. How could you get up? See how crafty the Yetzer Hara is? He adapts to the seasons. He adapts to the change. He adapts to the time. I saw something. I was planning to tell it over actually in Parsha class this week. So for those of you who learned with me in Parsha class, you're going to hear it twice. I forget which Hasidish Rebbe said his Yetzer Hara is so crafty. He wants to go to the mikvah and the water's so cold. So the Yetzer Hara says, don't go to the mikvah, it's so cold. So he goes to the mikvah. So the Yetzer Hara says, wow, you're such a tzaddik. Look at you, you're going into the really cold water. The Yetzer Hara is very... Do you realize that both... arguments are the Yetzer Hara. Why? The first one's telling him not to do the mitzvah. When he does the mitzvah, what is the Yetzer Hara? Should be a Baal Gaiva. It's unbelievable what you did. Shuvu Eilai Nuhum Hashem Tzvakos V'ashuv Aleichem. If you return to me, says Hashem, I will return to you. Teshuvah is a two-way street. The root of Teshuvah, we have said before, does not mean repentance. It means Lashuv Habaita. I am going home. Lashuv Al Hamakom. Makom referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means to return. So if you return to me, says Hashem, I will return to you. What do we need to return to Hashem? One word. Courage. Did everyone hear what I said? Courage. Ezu Gibar. HaKovesh Et Yitzro. You want to know who's a courageous man? He was able to overcome the inclination. Soloveitchik recalls, quote, I remember a certain person, a very tragic person. He attended my shir in Boston. He was very impressed. I'm not bragging, says the Rav. I'm just telling the story. He was interested. He was moved by my teachings. I once asked him, tell me, I see you wish to cling to Yahadus. Take the step. Make your home kosher. One thing. Afterwards, we'll talk about the laws of Shabbos. Rabbi, I would like to, but I can't do it. Why not? The Rav asked him. My family will declare me insane. They will lock me up. In addition, I don't belong in your society. I am far away. I live a different life. I have no courage, said the man. I will die a sinner. Each one of us needs to be a chozer b'tshuva. We need to return to return. We need to turn to return. We need the courage to change. It takes tremendous courage. I saw something very beautiful brought down this past week by Rabbi Biederman in his Torah Wellsprings on this week's Parsha. All the learning this month is related, whether it's Parsha or some other Inyan, is obviously related to Inyani de Yom of Elo. And he says a beautiful word on Bereshis. Beis Reishis, right? Bereshis Baralokim Es HaShemayim Ves HaAretz. On that day the world was created. Hayom HaRas Olam. On this first Tishrei, the world will be created. So Rabbi Biederman brings something beautiful down. Beis Reishis, it's two beginnings, right? If you look at Beis as being two and Reishis is the beginning, then what the Torah's opening is with the word two beginnings. So what does he say? He says it teaches us that if a person tried to do something and he failed, he should try to do it a second time. The Torah is built on second chances, second beginnings. Don't give up if it didn't go the first time. Beis Reishis, the world was created in honor in the zchus of Reishis, and people who try, who may not necessarily be successful the first time, but who can do it the second time, if not the second time, the third time, if not the third time, the fourth time. He notes that we first lay next week's Parsha Shabbos afternoon of Mincha, but we don't complete it. And then we lay it again on Monday. And then we lay it again on Thursday. But we don't ever complete it till we get to Shabbos. So he says it teaches us the same idea. Even if you need to start and start again and start again, you should know at the end, you're going to get there. You're going to get to completion. You're going to be successful. Sometimes a person thinks, it's not for me. It's not for people my age. Sure, when I was in school, I was maybe able to change. Now, at this point in my life, I don't need a shot to snooze. The Mishnah Berurah is not talking to me. It's talking to someone who is younger than me. I'm too old. I'm too weak. I'm not motivated. There's no such thing. It's talking to every single person, at every single age, at every single stage. Rav Soloveitchik says, in the physical world, it's impossible to reverse what has already occurred. What does that mean? Think of a mashal. If you made a cake, okay, listen to me. In the physical world, says the Rav, it's impossible to reverse what has occurred. If you bake the cake, it's true, it's made up of flour, eggs, chocolate chips, oil, baking soda, baking powder, orange juice. Can you get back the individual components? You're going to be left with a cake. As hard as you try, you can't get back the eggs and the oranges and the flour and the oil. It's going to remain a cake. Rav Soloveitchik, he doesn't give the example of the cake, by the way, but in order to illustrate what he's saying, it makes a lot of sense. In the physical world, it's impossible to reverse what has already happened. However, in the spiritual world, it's unbelievable. Teshuvah is a gift. Mamash, a gift. Hashem says in the spiritual world, you can reverse what happened. Quote, says the Rav, a person can change actions that were performed long ago. He can transform iniquities into merit. Somehow that cake, which isn't healthy for you, I just thought of something. Let's see if it's going to work. I think it's going to work. The cake, which isn't healthy for you, in the physical world, it's going to stay cake. In the spiritual world, the cake's not good for you. But in the spiritual world, Hashem gives you a gift. You could take it apart. You could eat the eggs as part of a protein, helpful, non-carb diet. You could drizzle the oil on your roasted vegetables. You could drink the orange juice for a natural boost of sugar. Make the flour into whole wheat in moderation. It works. You could take the components of the cake. And in the physical world, it stays cake. Try as you might. You're not getting back what you put in. But in the spiritual world, wow, wow. You could take back what you put in and you didn't use for good. Take it back and create something new. Create something good. Create something letova. And Hashem will say, we'll forget about the cake. It's like you never baked it. The concept of teshuvah, says Rav Soloveitchik, one can erase or even elevate previous sins. You understand? But the cake, it really works. Not only did you erase the cake, but now you could elevate those ingredients for something good. There is an alternate reality. Teshuvah is a new reality where one can transcend time. Ah, says the Rav, see, it's not just me saying it. Maybe this is why I said it, because I was thinking of what I prepared. Quote, one cannot argue that one is too old to do teshuvah, since God's reckoning of time is fundamentally different than ours. As long as I'm here, not too old. We are therefore not to squander even a tiny fraction, a second of time. The Gemara tells us, the Zohar 17a, some of you may know the story brought down in the Gemara, about Elazar ben Dordia. You know about Elazar ben Dordia? No. I'm asking a serious question.
No.
A couple yes, some no. Ad yam monsu techakel ok. Until the day of death, God waits for man. Ki im b'shuvah midarko v'chai. If you repent, you're going to live. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah 17a tells us about Elazar ben Dordah. There was once a zona, there was not a zona in the world with which he did not sin. One time he heard of a woman in an overseas city, and her fee was a purse full of dinar coins. He got together his dinar coins. He crossed seven rivers to reach the woman. During the moment of sin, could you think of a more debased person? Spends his whole life running after zonos. The moment of intimacy. Could you think of something less romantic to say? The zona said to him, "Ein mekablin Elazar ben Dordah b'teshuvah." I have an announcement, she said. You're not going to be accepted in your teshuvah. Upon hearing her dire prediction, Elazar ben Dordah went and sat between the mountains. A whole life of a sin. A whole life of sin. But it's never too late. He sat between the mountains. Mountains, bakshu alai rachamim, beg for mercy for me. They replied, before we seek mercy for you, we have to seek mercy for ourselves. Imein ani li, mili, the mountains cannot help you. Elazar turned to the heavens and earth. Shamayim va'aretz, bakshu alai rachamim. We can't help you, said Shamayim va'aretz. Sun, moon, stars, constellations, bakshu alai rachamim. We can't, they said. Having failed to find anyone to assist him, Elazar ben Dordah said, the matter depends solely on me. He wept, and he wept, and he wept, he cried. His soul left his body with his teshuvah. A basko, heavenly voice came forth and proclaimed, Rabbi Elazar ben Dordah, muzman nechaya olam haba. Who's going to olam haba? Who just got smicha with his dad? Rabbi Elazar ben Dordah, upon hearing this, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi cried, Yesh kona olam al-bekama shanim. There are those who work their whole life to acquire the olam ha-emes. V'yesh kona olam al-beshah achas. And there are those who acquire the entranceway to the next world in one moment. Furthermore, it's not enough that they accept Bali Teshuvah in heaven, he said. Ela shekorin oso rabbi. But they call him Rabbi. A person should never think his repentance is not accepted. Someone just told me last week about a certain matzav, really not giving any identifying information, with a certain other person. And the certain other person is causing the first person a lot of pain. I don't know if it's knowing or unknowing, a lot of pain. And I was talking to the person in pain, and they told me they think a miracle occurred because the person causing pain reached out. And I thought to myself, Yesh kana olama b'sha achas. There's he, I mean the person in pain, really, it's very painful. Yesh kana olama b'sha achas. One should never underestimate the power of one action, of one mitzvah, of one cry, of one tefillah, of one action, bein adam lechaveiro. Acha sha'alti me'eis Hashem osa avakesh. When we said kapitach of Zayim for the first time, Rosh Chodesh Elul, I was also concerned about a certain matter, so it was a little more emotional. But in addition to that, when I said kapitach of Zayim, I was crying. Acha sha'alti me'eis Hashem osa avaki shifti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayai l'achzos b'nom Hashem u'levakar b'echol. I want one thing, God. I want to live with you. I want to dwell with you. Wherever I am, you should be part of my life. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zatzal, says, for various reasons, which a person does not always control, he may be devoting his time to less valuable activities than to more important ones. What does that mean? Sometimes we're forced to do things that inherently don't seem to have so much kedusha. I have to be involved with things that aren't so holy, that seem to be not so important. Of course, the test of true priority, says Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, is what would he do if he could somehow be freed of the secondary pressure? You understand? If you didn't have to do all the other secondary things that we have to do in life, what would you be doing? I didn't have to go to Costco after this year. If I didn't have to be busy with laundry, but try and make a mitzvah of nishmartim bal nafshtech and v'aftarecha kamocha. If I didn't have to be spending time on mundane, the true test is of achash alti meis Hashem osa vakesh is, what do you truly long for? What is your real aspiration? What would you do if you were freed of secondary pressure? You understand? In other words, if you have some spare time, what would you like to do? Ideally, a person wants to devote as much as he can to his ultimate goal and as little time as possible to the secondary pressures. Acha sha'alti me'eis Hashem osa vakesh. Who's the author of this verse, says Rav Aaron Lichtenstein? David HaMelech, King David. Was he the model of a person who spent all his time gazing at the pleasantness of God and frequenting his temple? He didn't even build a Beis Hamikdash frequenting his temple. Not at all. He ran a country, command an army. Tell you could go to Ir David and see where the palace stood 3,000 years ago. Nevertheless, whatever he did, he was rooted in his Avodas Hashem. Ultimate aspiration was coming close to Hashem. Im tachana alai machane lo yira libi. If an enemy camps around me, I won't be afraid. If the Yetzer Hara comes to overtake me, I won't be afraid. Im takum alai mechama bezos ani boteach. First the Yetzer Hara says, don't go to the mikvah, it's so called. Then you go to the mikvah and the Yetzer Hara says, wow, what a tzaddik. You came. So Avechik says, I'll tell you the truth. A lot of times with my Talmidim, I learned the laws of Rosh Hashanah, the laws of Yom Kippur, the laws of Tkiyah Shofar, the laws of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. Halachas, halachas, halachos. Oh, he says, it's halachos and halachos. It's ideas, knowing, thoughts. I have to explain, says the Rav. The young kids, he says, they want to know more and more. But it's not only the halacha. I want to explain to them, says the Rav, the ta'am of Rosh Hashanah, the feeling of Yom Kippur. As it was when I was in Europe, and I can't. I want to bring them to the house where I was raised by my father, Zichrono Levracha. I want to show them Rav Chaim Brisker, saying video on Yom Kippur. Va'ata tzadik va'anachne hershanu. I can't give this over. This Mesorah, the feeling, the passion, the acha sha'alti me'es Hashem, it doesn't say this anywhere. The echo of the Amen that followed the Chazan's bracha on Yom Kippur after Shechianu. I can't teach this to my Talmidim. This has to be lived. What do we want to do if we have spare time? By the way, we don't have a lot of spare time. I know. But if we did, where would we be? There's no halacha in the Shulchan Aruch about how a Yid has to act towards Tkiyah Shofar. It can't be written. There's no halacha about how you have to daven ne'ilah. There's no halacha on how to say tefillah zakah. Quote, deep sentiments can't be written. Just the opposite. Gedolei Yisrael used to hide it. They used to hide their avodas Hashem. They were marbitz Torah berabim, but when it came to avodas Hashem, they were yoshev b'seser. They were marbitz. They taught Torah. They disseminated Torah to the masses. But when it came to their emotion, to their feeling, it was hidden, it was private, it was secret. By the way, this next passage is very interesting. I have certain kapitels of Tehillim that I say every day. So when I have a few moments, it takes me a number of minutes, I try and hop around and say the kapitel in that time. I remember my father, says Rav Soloveitchik, my father, Zichrono Levracha, used to say Tehillim always, but I only saw once in my life. It was a big chutzpah. How do you know when I was there, it would have been a mistake. You understand why? It's not something to fill, I don't mean it's not something to fill the void. It's a private affair between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. For me, it was a tremendous Mesorah, that one time I saw. I assume it was the same by my grandfather. It was Mesorah Sarav. The Gedolei Yisrael were like this, they were modest. You know, I was in Costco last week. I know, I just said I'm going. I actually need a few more things, even though I was just there. It's amazing there, how you walk in for one thing. And you walk up with too much. So, I had prepared the shiur already, so I was thinking about what the Rav says. So sometimes when I'm waiting in line, if it's a long line, I try and say Tehillim. Oh, it's perfect. I didn't. I thought to myself, and if you've heard me in previous shiur, I'll say that I'm waiting in line, I do say them, but I thought to myself, maybe it's not the time, maybe it's not appropriate. There's certain other people here I shouldn't be maybe davening in front of them. Then I end with a story. Oh, and a Gemara, but I don't have time. Should I end with the Gemara or the story? What? Okay, let me start with the story. Shema Hashem koli ekra, Hashem, hear my voice, v'chaneini v'aneini, have compassion on me and answer me. These are all psukim from Kapitel Chaf Zayin. Shortly before his death, the Baal Shem Tov gathered his disciples. He gave each one a mission to accomplish. To one, he said, your assignment is to travel all over Europe, said the Baal Shem Tov. You will relate what you saw here in my court. The disciple is very upset, disappointed. That's his tafkid in life, to go around telling stories. The Baal Shem Tov says, there will come a time when you know your mission is fulfilled. You won't have to do any more traveling. The Talmud carried out his assignment faithfully. He traveled to Jewish communities throughout Europe. He told stories about the Baal Shem Tov. One time, he came to a certain city in Italy, a town, and he was told there's a nobleman who paid a golden coin for a new story. So he went to see the nobleman. He was greeted very warmly. And even though he was a storyteller, his mind went blank. He couldn't think of a story. So the nobleman said, take a rest. You traveled. Wait till tomorrow. Maybe you'll be able to think of a story. His memory did not recover. After 2 days of staying by the nobleman, it's time to go. As he's about to leave, he said, wait. Something just came to my mind. It's not really such a good story, but it's the only thing I can think of. I'm going to tell it to you. One day, the Baal Shem Tov told me he wants to accompany me. I should accompany him to a town in Turkey. We boarded the wagon. The Baal Shem Tov told his driver to face backwards. The horses took off at supernatural speed. We're at a town in Turkey. He secured a room in the Jewish quarter. It was Easter week. During Easter week, the Jews would barricade themselves in their homes, in their houses. They were afraid of being killed. Anti-Semitism was very intense. Imagine my astonishment. The Baal Shem Tov, instead of hiding us in seclusion, threw open the shutters. He revealed himself to the passing crowd, and he noticed the bishop. Baal Shem Tov turned to me. He said, go to the bishop. I want to see him. I couldn't believe my ears. Me, a simple Jew, go to the bishop at the request of the Baal Shem Tov the week of Easter. I'm going to be the Karban. But I went, risking my life. I went to the bishop, and I told him, the great rabbi wants to see you. I will come after service, said the bishop. The bishop came. He and the Baal Shem Tov were secluded for 3 hours. When they finished, the Baal Shem Tov says, now we could go home. That's not much of a story, said the Talmud to the nobleman, but it's all I can remember. The nobleman broke out in tears, and he said, oh, how long I have been waiting for you. I recognized you the moment you came here. I was that bishop. I was orphaned as a child. I was unhappy with my law. The church told me if I would convert, they would give me whatever I desired. I couldn't withstand the temptation. I abandoned the faith of my fathers. I was bright. I was diligent. I became a priest. I became a bishop. I even participated in the persecution of my own people every year on Easter week. When you appeared, I realized this can't be a coincidence. During the meeting with the Baal Shem Tov, during those 3 hours, I confessed my sins. I thought there was no possibility of me for teshuvah, for repentance, for repair. The Baal Shem Tov says, no person is ever beyond teshuvah. He told me, go to a distant town, start all over again. I couldn't. But the Baal Shem Tov said to me, one day when you hear your own story, you will know you have been forgiven. When you are unable to remember any stories, I realized that God had not yet forgiven me. I prayed, I cried. I called out to Hashem, Shema Hashem, koli ekra, v'chaneini v'aneini, all that night. And now that you remembered my story, I know Hashem has accepted my teshuvah. L'david Hashem, ori v'yishi. Hashem is my light and my salvation. Hashem, ma'oz chayai, he is the strength of my life. Mimi afchad. From who shall I fear? What do you want me to do? And people need to leave. I'm going to end because people need to leave. Okay. I'm going to end because people need to leave. Yes? Other people don't need to leave? I'm wasting my time. I'm going to end. My time's up. I'm going to end. Yisgabra ka'ari la'amo la'avodas bara. A person should rouse himself like a lion to do the will of his creator. Shiehu ma'ora ha'shachar. Make sure you wake up the morning and the morning does not wake up you. And Yerash Hashanah it is written. And Yom Kippur it is sealed. Uteshuva, utefila, utzedaka ma'avir in esro ha'gzeira, the power for change, the koach for renewal. The opportunity for return is in our hands, but it's Elul, and we all need to turn off the snooze button and wake up, because if we were going to a human king, would we not get up? Kol shekein kal v'chomer, ben b'no shekal v'chomer, lefnei melech malchei, melechim ha-kosh baruch hu, shal bizocha, bebirkas ksiva v'chasima tova, shana tova, u'mevirachas, for all of Klal Yisrael, amen v'amen. Thank you, everybody.